I have a new observation of Steve Smith, and I think most people have thought this for a while, but listening to him today, Jeff, it's occurred to me that a lot of athletes claim to have a chip on their shoulder and be driven by something fierce. Steve Smith Sr. has a gigantic chip on his shoulder. He plays it off as almost a joke sometimes, but most 36-year-olds as accomplished as Steve Smith, who may maybe one day wind up in Canton, Ohio, they don't show up typically to OTAs, and he's there. And I think he just carries on with him, whether it's because of his height. And he said today it turned into height, and the questions around him are now age-related, speed over the years. But he carries this with him and turns it into the biggest positive it could have.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think – I think when Steve Smith loses that chip on his shoulder, it will be time for Steve Smith to get into the next phase of his life, which, you know, he's got a nice family, and he's always talking about different stuff. So he won't have a problem making that transition. But the reality is he's fed off that his whole career. Just in a year of getting to know Steve Smith, he's certainly one of the more unique athletes I've ever covered. It's just the way guy's got a fire just a desire to prove, everybody and anybody wrong. I mean, this is a guy that'll bring back and remembers acutely what a couple draft analysts said about him after all these years, and I'll bring it up as a reason to talk about, how the Mike Mayocks and Mel Kuypers of the world have been wrong in the past. I mean, this is just who he is. He certainly carries grudges. He remembers what people say or write negatively. And he gets going off that, and more power to him. I mean, you have to call on, with the remarkable career he's had for this long, you obviously have to, turn to different levels of motivation. And like you, credit Steve Smith for coming today. I think the Ravens had 72 total players there, in some capacity. There's a couple of personal, the rookies were at a symposium, which, that's another, I have no idea why the NFLPA would want their rookies being away from camp at this time of year. But regardless of that, there are a couple of them were excused. Mike Campanaro was injured. Brent Urban had a personal issue. But there's about 10, 12 guys who obviously are staying and working out on their own and staying away. Steve Smith has plenty of reason to do that, but he wants to be there. It's important that he's there. As Joe Flacco said, there's a lot of wide receivers that look up to Steve Smith and are watching every move he's making in these practices. And if you're the Ravens, what better guy to show people how it's done than Steve Smith?
How about Darryl Smith being there today? A guy who plays in pretty much every game, typical inside linebacker, plays with a great sense of purpose and intensity, uses his body in the obvious sense, but also in a very physical way to survive in this league. He also has a more of a quiet chip on his shoulder. But what's a guy like Darryl Smith doing there today?
Yeah, I just think Darryl Smith sees it important to be around the guys, a little bit. I'm sure that, he wants to, look, these guys know. Like, Darryl Smith knows that Terrell Suggs is not going to be there. Doomerville's probably not going to be there. And, this guy, Darryl Smith wants to, this guy is accomplished an awful lot, been one of the most underrated players in the NFL. This guy wants to win a Super Bowl, Brett. I mean, this is the one thing. I just know how excited he was last year. Now, he went to the playoffs earlier in his career with Jacksonville, but then he had a stretch where he was on one of the worst teams in the NFL. So he's enjoyed being here. He takes his role on the leadership role seriously. So I don't know that Darryl Smith will be at all three of these weeks of OTAs. But Darryl Smith, I think it's important for Darryl to show up, get to know some of the young defensive players, help out the coaching staff a little bit, and, kind of embrace the leadership role that he clearly has on this team.
And, Jeff, what's the latest on Michael Campanaro's injury?
Michael Campanaro has a tear in his quadricep. We probably won't see him for a while, Brett. I mean, training camp would probably be the earliest. He's had some injuries in the past that have lingered. Obviously, they won't rush. This is all we've talked about all year, or all off season. Michael Campanaro seems set for a bigger role. but it always comes with the caveat, but he has to stay healthy. You know, this guy would have not been available in the seventh round for the Ravens if he didn't have injury questions. And now here he are. He didn't play much last year because of injuries, and he's already starting off this year with an injury. So the good news is it's not an injury he can't come back from. You know, if he heals, does the right things, he should be ready for training camp. And you know what? He's going to need to be, Brett, because there's a lot of talented receivers in camp. And, you know, there's no locks at this point other than the obvious one like a Steve Smith. So Michael Campanaro needs to have a good training camp and stay healthy and prove that he can be counted on.
Last question, Jeff. Brandon Williams spoke at the podium today. Have you ever seen a man built like a tank quite like this guy?
You know, Brett, we see these guys all the time. And it's just like, you know, you get used to just the pure size of them and just how massive some of these guys are. And it was similar with me with Haloti Ngata. Every time I saw him close up, it's just like, this guy is enormous. It still hits you. Brandon Williams, I still, every time I'm near him, I think about it. He is just a massive human being. He's well on his way to becoming one of the best nose tackles in football. There's not a whole lot of people who are going to be able to block him one-on-one. And he's just, he's one of those, this is not a sloppy guy. This is one of those guys that loves weight training. He's got to be pound for pound one of the strongest players in the NFL. It's quite the sight, and he's becoming quite the player for the Ravens. He just looks to be another one of their mid-round draft finds that goes on, becoming one of the best in the league at his position.